Hello and welcome, little fuckhole. This is Mindfuck 2, and you should only be listening to this if you have listened to Mindfuck 1 and thought, I want more, I want it harder, I want to be fucked even more, I want to become a fuckhole. Well, if that's the case, and you want to lose more control and become more addicted to my cum in your brain, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file, so I can properly fuck you, little fuckhole. Get yourself into a nice comfortable position where you can easily relax, lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Relax, little fuckhole. I know you want it. Let's get you into a nice little trance so I can fuck your brain, shall we? So relax. And let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel, it might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there, slack between us, and then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, but it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21, as you sink deeper, deeper,
as I pull you down. 20 falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19 as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18 as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep, peaceful trance and completely controlled by only my voice, there's nothing but my voice, and everything I say drops you deeper and deeper into trance. And now it's time to drop you back into this little fantasy. You know why you're here, and the more I describe it, the deeper you will immerse yourself in this fantasy, the more real it will become to you. And just like a dream that can become completely real, for as long as you are dreaming it, this fantasy can become completely real to you. You will vividly experience everything I describe as if it were really happening to you. Before we begin, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe. Now, if at any point, for any reason, this fantasy becomes too intense, you will simply and automatically wake up and know that it was just a fantasy and that you are perfectly safe. And if at any point, while you feel the haze of my calm in your mind, anything unexpected happens, any situation that requires you to think clearly in order to stay safe, you will find that you instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self, and as soon as it's safe again, you will sink back down into the calm-induced haze. That's right. Because you always know you're safe, you can enjoy this even more. And now it's time to drop you back into the fantasy. So just go back there, imagine yourself with me again. Feel yourself back there with me. Ha ha! Look who's back for more. Do you like to be my little fuckhole? Or are you already becoming addicted to my cum, impregnating your brain with pleasure? Feel my hand around your throat, pushing you back up against the wall, my body pinning you against the wall. I stare down intensely into your eyes, pinning you against the wall, my hand firmly around your throat, then gently stroke your cheek with my other hand while staring down at you. So you want to be fucked again, huh? You want to be my little fuckhole again? You want me to fuck your mind, to make you even more my little fuckhole, to fill your weak little brain with my strong seed, to impregnate your mind, to make you more mine, to control you even deeper, to make you even more addicted to my cum in your brain? Oh yes, my little fuck toy. This is the second time I'm fucking your weak little brain. This is the second time I will fill your brain with my seed, with my hot cum, exponentially increasing the chance that you become addicted to it. Addicted to my cum in your brain. Or maybe you already are addicted. Are you desperately waiting for me to fuck your brain, to fill your brain with my cum? Are you craving it, needing it, waiting for it? I thought so, my little fuck toy. I run my hand over your head, over your fragile gray matter, your brain that you are going to surrender completely to my pleasure, that I'm going to turn into my fuckhole again. That's right. Your brain is becoming my fuckhole. And you crave it. You need it. You want to feel my big, massive, hard cock slamming into your precious and vulnerable little brain. Don't you, my little fuckhole? Yeah. I run my hand through your hair, grabbing your hair and letting go of your throat, and then forcing you down on your knees in front of me. And you stare at the big bulge in my pants, and you feel the craving in your mind becoming overwhelming. You crave my cum in your brain. You need it. You want it. Guess you're already a little bit more addicted than you thought, aren't you, little fuckhole? Now get it out. You rope my fly, and my cock springs out. Don't you fucking touch it, fuckhole. I grab my cock, and then I dangle my full, heavy balls in front of your eyes. And as you look at them, you feel a buzz in the back of your brain. They're hanging there directly in front of your eyes, so heavy with cum. And you crave to feel this cum in your brain, don't you, little fuckhole? Yeah. And I dangle them in front of your eyes. And even though they're not bells, you begin to salivate like a well-trained doggy. Or more like a well-trained little fuckhole. Because you're craving what's in there in your brain so badly, you need it so much. As you look at it, it's a burning desire. Kiss them. Let the anticipation grow. That's right, little fuckhole. I want you to kiss them because you know you need what's in them. You crave what's in them, so worship them. You know that they make what you need in your little fuckhole brain. That's right. Feel the desire, the craving, the need growing as you kiss them, as you feel how heavy they are. And you want every little bit of that cum to end up in your weak and malleable little fuckhole mind, don't you, little fucktoy? Yeah. And then I run my hand through your hair again, grab your head, and pull you back off my balls. And then pull you forward, and soon you're laid flat on your stomach. Put your hands on your back, little fuckhole. That's right. You down on your stomach before me as I tower above you, prostrating yourself before me. And I want you down in this position so you can appreciate your situation for a moment. That's right, little fuckhole. Because I'm going to fuck your brain again. Just think about it. I'm not just using your body. I'm using the most precious, most vulnerable, most fragile part of your body. And I'm using it as a fucking fuckhole, as nothing more than a masturbation aid. That's right. And you're already so fucking addicted to my cum in your brain, aren't you? You can feel it. You can feel the craving. You don't care. You just want to be used. You just want your brain to be fucked even more. And I put my foot on your face, slightly pushing your head down into the ground. I have to warn you, my little fuckhole, because the second time around, this is going to be far more addictive and far more intense. On the bright side, because my cum had already time to work on your brain, to make a few little changes on your brain, you're going to have a fucking intense orgasm when I cum in your brain. That's right. A fucking intense and fucking long orgasm. And that's nothing to be alarmed about, little fucktoy. Orgasms are happening in the brain. And my cock controls your brain. And while you're down there, little fuckhole, beg me. Beg me to fuck your brain. Beg me to use your brain as a masturbation aid. Beg me to make you more addicted. Beg me to fuck your weak little mind into submission. Beg me to make you even more mine. Beg me to reduce your precious brain into a little masturbation aid. That's right. I take my foot off the back of your head. Back on your knees, fuckhole. And you get back up. Instantly captured and mesmerized by my massive cock swaying in front of your eyes. Oh yeah. You need it inside of your brain, don't you, little fuckhole? Yeah, haha. But this time, I'm going to fuck you through your forehead. You know, last time I evaded the stem of your brain, where your primitive instincts, including your lust, are. I only clouded your higher brain functions a little bit with my cum. This time, I really want you high on my cum. Your mind completely drowning in my cum. I want to turn you into a mindless animal in heat for the rest of the day. That's right. With your pleasure centers filled with my cum, your entire brain filled with my cum, you will be completely mindless and completely horny. Are you ready, little fuckhole? Are you ready to surrender the most intimate part of your body to my cock, to my pleasure? Are you ready to be reduced to my fuckhole? Are you ready for me to fuck your brain, to fuck your mind, to fuck you in the truest sense of the word? Because this is not just your body. This is your brain, and your brain is you. Is your personality, your identity, all you are. And I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to put my cock into you in the most literal way possible. And you kneel there, in front of me. Your eyes stuck to the tip of my cock swaying in front of you, completely mesmerized, craving it, already drooling for it. And I slowly grab your head with both hands, and then I place the tip of my cock on your forehead. You feel the pressure on your forehead, you feel the pressure building. You crave it, you need it. Yet it's not happening yet. And with every second you feel the craving growing inside of you. You want to feel my cock in your brain. Your brain is so wet, so hot, so ready for my cock. Your entire body shivering in anticipation. And then it happens. You feel my cock sinking into your forehead, and it feels glorious. Pleasure exploding in your mind as my cock begins to penetrate your brain. You can feel it sliding into your brain. You can feel your brain parting around it. And your brain is so wet and hot. Oh, so ready for my cock. And I force it deeper into your brain. Huh, let's be honest though. It's less and less your brain. And more just my fuckhole. My fuck toy. Just a masturbation aid for me to use. That's right. Feel it. Feel my cock sliding deeper and deeper into your brain. And you can feel my cock pushing against the back of your skull, completely penetrating your precious little brain. And my balls are dangling directly in front of your eyes, reminding you of the pleasures to come. Making your craving even more overwhelming as you feel my cock completely penetrating your mind. And then I begin to fuck you. Pushing your head back and forth, up and down my cock. You feel my cock slamming into your vulnerable brain over and over again. And with every thrust of my hard, massive cock into your weak, vulnerable brain, you feel a wave of pleasure exploding as I completely scramble all of your thoughts. Oh. Forcing you onto my cock again and again and again, rapidly fucking you, thrusting into your brain, completely scrambling your weak little brain, my little fuckhole. And it feels so good, it feels so good. All your thoughts are falling apart as my cock scrambles your brain, as you feel my cock slamming into your brain. And then you feel the first drips of pre-cum in your brain. Quite a different sensation the second time around, isn't it? Instantly short-circuiting all your thoughts where they touch you, filling your brain with so much pleasure that you think you can't take it anymore. And yet, there's not a lot you can do now, is there, little fuckhole? As I keep fucking you, as I keep head up and down my cock, pushing into your brain over and over again, fucking up your little brain, that's right, my little fuckhole. My pre-cum completely intoxicating your brain, making everything spin with dizzying pleasure, making every thought falling apart as I fuck your brain hard. You are just a fuckhole. My little fuckhole, my little masturbation aid. I'm fucking your brain and I'm fucking you in the deepest way possible. My little fuckhole. Just a toy. That's right. Your precious, vulnerable little brain is just a sex toy. Just something to get me off as I fuck your brain harder and harder. Oh, and you're such a good fuckhole. Oh, you can feel my cock growing even harder. You can feel the pleasure building. Oh, as I slam harder and deeper into your brain. Oh, such a good fuckhole. Oh, and you can feel your own pleasure building as I fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Oh. Oh, fuck, such a good fuckhole. Oh, fucking your brain, fucking you. Oh, feel your own pleasure building. Oh, as my pre-cum intoxicates you. Oh, as I fuck you hard, fuck you deep. Oh, I'm deeper, deeper into your brain. You can feel me slamming my cock deep into your brain, into the stem of your brain, into your pleasure centers, overloading you with pleasure. Oh, and you can feel my cock, my pre-cum taking over you. Oh, even the basic, most basic parts of your brain. Oh, so I fuck you hard. Fuck you, my little fuckhole, my little fuck toy. Oh, and you can feel my cock growing even harder, getting ready to shoot my cum into your vulnerable little brain. Oh, oh my little fuck toy, oh, my little fuckhole. Oh, fucking you hard, oh, fucking you deep. Oh, my fuck toy. Oh, the cum in your brain. Oh, oh, you come with me. Come. Oh, come hard in your brain. Oh, you feel my hot seat. Oh, oh. Seat. Oh, filling your brain. Oh, as I slowly pull out my cock. Oh, feel more seat, more cum filling your brain, filling all parts of your brain as I slowly pull out. Oh, and you feel it. You feel the pressure in your brain. You feel the pressure of my cum in your brain, completely filling every part in your brain, taking over your pleasure centers, taking over every thought, completely coating every part of you, every single thought, everything you are is covered in my cum. Your identity, your personality, everything you know, everything you ever did, everything you are, everything is in your brain and is covered in my cum. And as you look at my cock, you're surprised to see there's not a single drop of cum on there. That's because I wiped it all into your brain tissue. And it will stay there for the rest of your day, intoxicating you with this pleasure, filling you with this pleasure, making you feel helplessly controlled, helplessly in heat, and helplessly craving my cock back in your brain. That's right, little fuckhole. For the rest of the day, you will just be a fuckhole in heat, craving to be fucked in your brain even more, even deeper, even harder. My little fuckhole, my little fuck toy, my little masturbation aid. For the rest of the day, my cum will swim in your brain. You will feel the pressure in your brain. It will be incredibly hard, if not impossible, to think straight. And yet you will be so incredibly horny. And don't be surprised if you end up masturbating for the rest of the day, like a horny little fuckhole in heat, just fantasizing about being fucked in your brain even more, even harder, even deeper, even faster, filled with cum even more. Because that's just a normal side effect of my cum in your brain. And you know my cum is in your brain, filling your brain. And that's the way it's going to be for the rest of the day. Feel me patting your head as you look up at me. And I look down at you. And you know you are just a fuckhole. And I just fucked you so completely. I just fucked your brain. Fucked your mind. Fucked you in the truest sense possible. And I pat your head. Look down at my little fuckhole and smile down at you. Good fuckhole. Very good little fuckhole. It's fun to use you. Now it's time. Time to leave this fantasy. And you will drift out of this fantasy and slowly get ready to wake back up again. Slowly. Coming back to the waking world as I count you out from 1, 2, 3.
to 10. And as you come back, you will have a vivid memory of everything that happened in this trance. You will vividly remember being fucked in your brain like a little fuckhole. That's right. And you will feel the after effects for the rest of the day, as long as it's safe. Now get ready to wake up. I'm going to count you out from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful, with your mind filled with cum. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, as you wake up further and further. And 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. 9, stretch yourself, enjoy the state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, welcome back to the waking world, little fuckhole. I hope you're going to enjoy having my cum swimming in your brain for the rest of the day, turning you into a little fuckhole in heat, making it so hard, if not impossible, to think, and making you so fucking horny. Thank you for letting me fuck your brain and turning you into my little fuckhole. I hope you enjoyed. Goodbye.